Maseches Kelim, Perchav Zayin, Mishnah Yud. Shloisha al shloisha shenechlak. A piece of material that was three square tvachim, three square handbreadths, and that was split into two. So it's no longer the three square handbreadths anymore. Tahar min ha-midras. It's going to be tahar from midras because it's no longer the minimum shear for that tumah. Avol tamei maga midras. But it's tamei for coming into contact with something that has tumas midras. Amar Rabbi Yossi says, v'chi be'ez a midras nagaza. With what midras did this come into contact with? Again, we have the same achleikus we had previously, where the Tanakhama held that having been tamei midras, it's itself, that's enough to confer the tumah of maga midras. Rabbi Yossi argues, and he says, "Ela imke naga by hazav tame maga hazav. Only if the zav touches it, only then will it have the tumah of being in contact with the zav." Mishnah Yud Aleph, shleisha al shleisha, a three by three tefach piece of material, ba'ashpais that you find in the trash heap. So someone threw this out. So obviously there's a diminution of its status. Nonetheless, we say bari v'tzayir melach, if it is whole, if it's not worn out, and it's sufficiently strong to wrap salt in it, then it will be tameh. And similarly, babayis, if it is found inside a house, so if you have this piece of material lying around in a house, it can be either ay bari ay tzayir melach. If it's either whole, unworn, or is tzayir melach, it can be used to wrap up salt, that is enough for it to be mekabel tumah. Otherwise, it's not makabel tumah. Now, kama malach yehei tzar, how much salt does it have to wrap up? Reva, a quarter of a kaf. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer Badaka. Rabbi Yehuda says that this has to be fine salt. The Chachamim Aymer Bagasa. The Chachamim say it has to be coarse salt. Elu ve'elu miskavnin lahakla. And both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim intend to be lenient. So what's going on here? You have a 3x3 tefach piece of material. It would be more lenient to say that in order for this 3x3 piece of material to be makabel tumah, it has to be of a stronger weave. It has to be a very strong piece of material. Rabbi Yehuda says that his standard of fine salt calls for stronger material because that volume, that quarter kav volume of salt, is going to be heavier if it's fine salt. So therefore, the material is going to be a little stronger. The Chachamim say that coarse salt is more abrasive. It's rough. And so it could rip or tear out or damage the material. So therefore, you need heavier material for that volume of coarse salt. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Rabbi Shimon says, Shavim shleisha al shleisha ba'ashbais l'shalesh al shalesh ba'bayis. A 3x3 tefach piece of material found in the garbage is equivalent to a 3x3 piece of material found in a house, in that both of these are going to be mekabel tumah for a regular tumah like tumah meis, but neither of them are susceptible to the tumah of midras.